Rush 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the crowd at Normandy Beach, reminding those who took part in the D-Day invasion 80 years ago, there's still evil in the world.
The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending. Here in Europe, we see one stark example. Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination.
The 11 American and one British World War II vets at the ceremony, all receiving French Legion of Honor awards from President Emmanuel Macron. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school that had been serving as a shelter for displaced families in Gaza has left at least 33 people dead, including 23 women and children. The Israeli military says the school was being used as a Hamas compound. A two-year-old boy was killed and his mother injured when a tree struck their home in suburban Detroit. It happened during a tornado. Another twister also touching down in Montgomery County, Maryland. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. State park officials are celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the J. Cook State Park Swinging Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, the bridge was first built in 1924 and stood roughly 18 feet above the St. Louis River. Over the years, floods have destroyed the bridge and forced its reconstruction to be raised a few feet higher each time. It was last destroyed in the worst recorded flood on the St. Louis River in 2012 and rebuilt after 16 months. Officials are hoping to add an all-terrain track chair by 2025. As the school year winds down, Lake Superior Elementary students and teachers are preparing for the permanent closure of their school. According to a Northern News Now report, Principal Rick Flaherty says that all 30 members of the staff who intended to continue working have been able to find another job either inside or outside the district, and class sizes will remain mostly the same after consolidation. The Superior School Board voted to close the school in April of 2023, but haven't decided what to do with the building yet. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We could see a few off and on showers today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of only 62. It'll be blustery too with wind northwesterly at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, but warmer. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big, big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I got to sleep in a little bit more than yesterday, and it's a sunny day.
Yeah, well, sleep is always good, right?
Yes.
And the sun being out is always good. And so I think we're going to escape the rain today. Oh, maybe.
I don't know if there's rain coming, but we've gotten enough of it in the last week.
Well, anyway, man, it's good to see you as always. And for today... And, you know, you guys are used to having Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on in the 9 o'clock hour. He's here this morning at 8 o'clock. So you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
Always good to see you as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we all need some medicine, and sometimes physical, sometimes spiritual, you know, sometimes verbally. But, you know, you bring all of those different things to the table. So what are we going to talk about this morning, Dr. Omar?
I wanted to talk about omega-3 fish oils and the importance of them in medicine and as an important supplement for different health perspectives, because omega-3 fish oils, they are essential, they are cornerstone, and they are deemed essential because we need them for proper health, and we cannot produce them, like our bodies do not produce them on their own, so we must therefore consume these fats through the diet, which is going to be high quality fish, or through supplementation.
Let me ask you before you go any further, and I hate to interrupt you, but our bodies generally produce everything that we need to survive. Why is the omega, the fish oil, not being produced in our bodies?
That's great. That's a very important point. God created us to produce what we need to survive, but also there is nutrition and foods that we eat in order to be able to survive. So the omega-3s, we get them from the fish. And we get the good omegas also from the extra virgin olive oil, but we don't produce them on our own. So we have to have very good nutrition to get enough of omega-3s. And that's why they were studied in medicine. And there are medications actually that are derived from omega-3, a medication called Luvasa that was since 2004 prescribed for lowering the triglyceride, improving the lipid profile, protecting the heart. And the newer agent was the Vascepa, which was approved in 2012 with higher concentration of EPA, one of the components of the omega-3. It's also for the heart health. And these are validated research FDA-approved drugs. So they are there. They are being approved by the medical community. But the problem is, like, if someone wants to take them on their own, they have to be very high quality, coming from small fish, freshly coming out of the ocean. And they don't take, like, 3 years to be put on the shelf, because this is actually what happens. It's like you see the study happening about omega-3, and they tell you the study doesn't work, and it shows that people are not getting the benefits. But when you look at the study details, you don't see the source of the omega-3 that has been used. So we are facing challenges to convince the healthcare community and the people of that, what kind of omega-3 fish oil that's going to help your body, because they have tremendous health benefits for the heart, for the cognitive function. It's essential for the brain health. Omega-3 supports cognitive function and development, for skin health, for joint health, connective tissue, for visual and ocular health. There is a very good study that shows how it helps the eye health if using omega-3 for a few months, for normal inflammatory balance, decreasing inflammation, because unfortunately we are cooking most of the time with omega-6, which is pro-inflammatory, increases inflammation. And we need to get omega-3s from external source to get the balance in place for decreasing inflammation in the body, for blood sugar metabolism. So there is a myriad of health benefits that we cannot just put a blanket and say this is good or bad. We have to look deep into what is a product that I can take, and if I don't want to take a supplement, what kind of foods I can eat to get enough of the essential fatty acids for the body to be optimal health.
So this omega-3 fish oil, is it something that we need to be taking daily? And is, yes, it something that it, yeah, is it something that, that as we age it is more important, or is it something that even if you're young, you need to be taking it as well?
As we age, our heart health get to be the most important, and the lipid profile get to be changing very quickly. So the omega-3s help to lower the triglycerides, which is an important factor for heart health. So as we age, yes, we need omega-3. It's taken on a daily basis, or we would need to take 30 to 40 ml, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. All right? So it's needed on a daily basis. If someone is taking blood thinners, they would take lower concentration of omega-3s. So I treat omega-3 similar way I treat medications. I look for the patient profile, what medications they take, to make sure that I give them the correct dose. But when we give the patient a good version of omega-3 fish oil and they go to the doctor after 3 months, we see much better results for the lipid profile, for the inflammatory markers, joint health, eye health. So yes, on a daily basis, I give it to my father, my mother, I take it myself, I give it to my wife. It's one of the top supplements that we give any woman that walks into my store who's not taking any supplements. Omega-3 gets to be a cornerstone.
So there's a million questions now, Dr. Omar. If you're just joining us, you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. So Dr. Omar, we are living longer because of the research that people have been able to do and develop a lot of these medications. We're not always in better health, but we are living longer. So when you talk about these supplements, you know, to do the right things, you might need to take 5 or 6 different supplements every day. How, the interactions of the different supplements that you're taking, in addition to the medications that you're taking, can you be taking too many? Or is there maybe one super supplement that will give you some of all the things that you need?
Very good question, Earl. The challenge that we're having is, like, we hear a friend telling us about a very good supplement. We look up the internet on Amazon. We see the ads. We keep collecting things, and then we have a big medicine cabinet. We need a professional, health professional, to funnel through those to create a plan. So you might be taking 4 or 5 different supplements, and they're going to help you to take just one medication or two medications instead of taking 10 medications and not taking any supplements. The core question is going to be, what are the main, the priorities of what I need to take? And before I look at the supplements, am I taking the right nutrition? Am I eating healthy before that? Am I living a healthier life so I wouldn't keep taking stuff? Because these supplements are also need a budget. They are not cheap.
Right.
So I want to make sure that I am realistic in what I see. But for many people, I would see them taking 7, 8, 9 different supplements. They're having optimum health because they have a personalized plan. They are being monitored for what they take. And these supplements are in sync with the medications that they take. And those are patients that are in my store that I'm monitoring their health with their healthcare providers, doctors and nurse practitioners. And we are working together to make sure that they are having better health. They come back in 3 months and 6 months and they tell me about how their joint health is better, their heart health is better. I just had yesterday a patient that came. A doctor was about to put him on metformin. Doctor spoke with me and told me the patient is reluctant about starting a new medication. So we worked on giving him a supplement. He came back after 6 weeks and he told me the A1C, which is the parameter for measuring the blood sugar, went from 7.5 to 5.4 in 6 weeks. He was very thankful for my recommendation and he told me, you have helped me to not take a medication until now. And this is happening working with the doctor. The doctor wants this to happen because the doctor doesn't want to just give medication. Doctor wants you to be in a better health. So we are trying to provide tools for practitioners to do their job, which is going to be making the patient health get better, better health outcomes. This is what we need for our nation.
So is the goal to substitute supplements for the medications because the supplements don't have quite the side effects that the medications have? I mean, the goal can't be to take the medications and supplements together, can it?
The core meaning of a supplement that it's coming from food, all right? It's just higher concentration of the food. So when we say EPA and DHA coming from the fish, this is coming from fish, but it's concentrated omega-3s. So they have to like kind of use a lot of fish in order to make this EPA and DHA. If I'm going to get this naturally from the fish that they eat, that we eat. So like I have patients who are eating fish 4-5 times a week. So I check with them about the quality of the fish that they eat, and they do not need to take omega-3 because they eat enough of the fish. They're getting enough of the fatty acids. So to answer your question, many times the supplements have less side effects than the medications, and anything that have less side effects, I would take it any day better than a medication.
You know, you guys are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. Now, if you got a question to come in now, as always, is a good time to give us a call. 844-967-2789 in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and you at 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. So Dr. Omar, let's do this. We've got a question that's text from Tony. How do you address the levels of mercury in the 4 to 5 servings of fish per week? It's a great question. I was going to ask the exact same thing.
So my recommendation is to eat fish not more than 3 times a week. And then we have to choose the fish that are low on mercury due to mercury accumulation from the environment. So choosing fish like salmon, sardines, trout, mackerel, these fish are not only lower in mercury, but they are also rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So we're just limiting the consumption of other fish that might be higher on the mercury levels. And then we like kind of supplementation with omega-3 is going to be helpful. And also supplementation with extra virgin olive oil, using it on the salad, using it in cooking. That would be also a great option too. You have to have the balance between eating high quality fish, low in mercury, and at the same time, trying to find other resources, other tools to increase the omega-3 fatty acids.
All right, so I've got to do this, Dr. Omar, if you'll just hold on a second. We've got former Senator Doug Jones from Alabama on for a few minutes. Good morning to you, Senator Jones. How are you doing?
Good morning. All right, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
All right, it's great to be with you. You want to talk a little bit about the election?
Yeah, you know, I'm up here really as a part of the administration's efforts to have a what we've called a Save Our Retirement Tour. I think everybody would, if you look at what's going on in this country, I think Medicare and Social Security, which are so important for so many communities, so many people across the state, in Wisconsin, across my state of Alabama, across this country, Medicare, Social Security are under a direct threat. And I don't think there's any question about it. And we've got a president who is doing everything he can to try to save Medicare, to save Social Security, to make sure that people have the ability to have good health care and a dignified retirement, you know, in their later years. And on the other hand, you've got a choice in November with someone who every year that I was in the Senate and he was president sent forth a budget to cut Medicare, to cut Social Security, to cut those benefits. There are his supporters in Congress who are actually introducing bills to either privatize or do away with altogether. And that's just that's a choice that I think people need to know and understand, because so many people are dependent, and even young people who are not going to need this for some time. It's important for them to understand the backstop that both Social Security and Medicare have for their old age, because you just don't know what's in store for you over the course of your life. So we're here throughout the state. We've been going, you know, statewide. I'm in Green Bay right now, headed to Milwaukee this afternoon. I was in Wausau yesterday. It's been a great run through Wisconsin. I love being up here.
You know, Senator Jones, I've got a pharmacist on right now, and we do a segment every Thursday called In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. And, you know, the cost of prescription drugs, I think, you know, you mentioned Medicare and Social Security. And I think that it's pretty clear. We know what Republicans have talked about and are willing to do as it relates to those two things. And yet we're not hearing enough about that. I don't know if people who are on the other side of this really understand the threat to Medicare and Social Security that exists if Biden is not reelected.
You know, you're absolutely correct about that. And right now, the other side, the Republicans that are running for Congress, the people that are running for president, are not going to talk about it, because they know that it is an issue that people care deeply about, and they need that protection. And so that's exactly why we have this Protect Retirement Tour going on. It's exactly why I'm up here, to make sure people do understand the choices. And the prescription drug is the perfect example. I mean, look what President Biden has done over the last 3 years. Prescription insulin now for seniors under Medicare is down to $35 a month. That's an extraordinary accomplishment. And even the private sector is following suit in that. He's continuing to work for the first time. And I fought like crazy to try to get this done when I was in the Senate, but we couldn't get it done under Donald Trump. But President Biden got a bill passed to make sure that Medicare can negotiate prescription drug prices. That's going to lower drug prices for everyone. And that's just the beginning. I mean, if we can get reelected, we can get Tammy Baldwin elected back in the U.S. Senate, who is a great friend of mine and a real rock star in the Senate. I think we can do more to protect seniors, but I think we can do more to protect all Americans from high prescription drugs.
Yeah, you know, you've been around a little while. Can the contrast be any more telling than what we're looking at right now?
No, there cannot be. I tell people all the time, you know, Earl, every year, every election, we always talk about this being the most important election in our lifetime. And it is always the most important, because it's the next one. And it's the one in front of us, and it's going to set the stage. But this one is like no other. This one truly has been like no other that we have seen in our history. And it's not just on the policies and procedures and the work that that President Biden has done for working men and women and minority communities in this country, saving voting rights, unemployment at historic lows, saving women's reproductive rights. It's not just about those policies. We truly have democracy on the line right now. We have someone who is out to destroy the institutions of government, who is nothing but on a revenge, who seems to be running for president only to get revenge on people that have attacked him. That's not what Joe Biden is about. Joe Biden is forward-looking. He understands the American people, and he wants to do things to save this democracy, not only in this country, but around the world. And that is, you know, this is the greatest country that has ever been created. But we are at risk of losing so much. And Donald Trump is all about him, and Joe Biden is all about the people. So the stakes could not be higher.
So I want to thank you, Senator Doug Jones of Alabama, for those, you know, critically important words this morning. Certainly we hope that we'll certainly be in touch with you again before the election, but thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Happy to come on anytime.
We'll make sure that we open the door for you. So for those of you who are on the phone lines, hang on. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Questions and comments in a couple minutes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Meanwhile, 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate races and 84 assembly districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A rollover crash in Douglas County resulted in serious injuries for the driver over the weekend. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday on Highway 2 in the Poplar area. The car reportedly rolled off of the road into a wooded area and came to a stop upside down in the trees. The driver of the car was flown to a local hospital with serious injuries, and authorities believe that speed was a factor in the crash. Authorities have not provided an update on the condition of the injured driver. A number of tribute trees were planted around the city of Superior this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the Tribute Tree Program allows donors to pick a unique tree and location to honor a loved one, celebrate an anniversary, or a variety of other reasons. Each tree includes a plaque and a ceremony, and prices range from $200 to $350. On Tuesday, 16 trees were planted around the city through the program. Over 900 trees have been planted through the program over 23 years. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Looking for a new show with a dash of retro? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen it yet, check out The Wire. The HBO show that hit the airwaves this week in 2002 still holds up today and is often mentioned as a contender for the best episodic show ever. The Wire is set in Baltimore and shows the financial challenges the underfunded Baltimore police and city government face. All five seasons are available on Max. It's time for a trip to Flavor Country. Flavor Flav went into a Red Lobster and ordered everything on the menu in an effort to try to save the entire chain. The restaurant recently filed for bankruptcy and announced it will close many stores. In a related story, there's been an influx of lobsters at local pet shelters. None of the closings sat well with Flavor, who posted a picture of himself standing in front of every menu item. He did his best, but still left shortly after with the biggest doggy bag ever. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We could see a few off and on showers today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of only 62. It'll be blustery too with wind northwesterly at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, but warmer. Our high tomorrow, 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kid shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Let's go to the phone lines, and Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Acknowledging that fish are a potent source of omega-3s, Doctor, could you explain to me and to the audience how I'm a over 40-year vegan, and I raised a 31-year-old son from birth as a vegan, and we've never had fish in all those years. Can you explain how vegans get their omega-3s?
That's a great question. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a challenge with omega-3 with vegans, but we have some sources for omega-3 that can be alpha-linoleic acid, ALA, which the body can convert the ALA to EPA and DHA. So that can be taken in the flax seed, in chia seeds, hemp seeds, in walnuts, and it's also present in many supplements. The other thing is algal oil, which is omega-3 that comes from the algae or alga, however you say it. It has EPA and DHA. Just the thing is, like, you need to take higher dose to get enough to be comparable to the EPA and DHA that come from the fish. So increasing the daily intake of omega-3-rich foods like smoothies, oatmeal, and salads, using flaxseed on those. And then we can consider fortified food with EPA and DHA from the algal oil, or taking a supplement from algae. It's just more a bit more expensive to get enough of it. But also plant-based diet, we need also the balance between the omega-6 and the omega-3. And I would also highly recommend this to take high doses of olive oil, because that also helps with the bigger conversation of getting higher quality fatty acids. So I would highly recommend that you take 30 to 40 ml, which is 2 tablespoons of omega-3 extra virgin olive oil from a good source. Sometimes it's not cheap, but I just trying to give you more than one source for high quality fatty acids, and that all helps with mainly the heart health, and we go from there to other anti-inflammatory properties of omega-3s.
Dave, you still there?
Did you have a question, or I'd like to make another comment.
Go ahead, quickly. Go ahead.
As a longtime vegan, I've had to study this issue, being concerned about, my health and my son's health. And correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, but what I've learned about omega-3s is that the source of all omega-3s, even in fish, is plants. Fish eat algae and other marine plants, and they concentrate the omega-3s in their tissues. The same way they concentrate mercury, PCBs, microplastics, and all of the other contaminants. Our relatives, our genetic relatives, like gorillas and chimpanzees and bonobos, which are 98-99% identical genetically.
So Dave, is there a question
in
there?
What I'm saying is they don't eat fish, but they eat a lot of plants. So there's omega-3s in all of our greens, in addition to the great sources that we know that are flax seeds and walnuts. And so we, as vegans, make sure that we get those in our diet every day.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar?
Yeah, this is a very good point. Actually, yes, it's true that the ultimate source of omega-3 fatty acids is fish, is plant-based. And this is how it works. It comes from the marine algae, the primary producer of EPA and DHA. These microscopic plants synthesize these essential fatty acids. And then the food chain, small fish consume the algae, and then larger fish eat the smaller fish, accumulating the omega-3s in their tissues. And that's why the fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines are rich in EPA and DHA. And we recommend to eat those smaller fish rather than the larger fish that can accumulate the mercury to get the correct amount of the EPA and DHA.
Let's go to Tom from Grafton. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yes.
Omar.
I've been reading about full structure magnesium for sleeping, and also super beets. That's supposed to be healthy also, and I was wondering what your doctor had to say about that.
Thank you very much for the call, sir. Thank you for listening.
Magnesium is very important, Earl. I use magnesium a lot for patients and customers who are looking for better sleep because it helps in relaxation, helps with the muscles, relaxation of the muscles naturally, and also helps with the heart and helps in pain management. So if a patient is suffering from pain and want to reduce their use of over-the-counter ibuprofen, naproxen, or even taking medications like opioids for pain, if you take magnesium 250 milligram to 400 milligram a day, how much you can tolerate from magnesium malate and glycinate, magnesium that's not magnesium oxide, just to be able to take higher dose without a problem of gut health. And magnesium is going to help with pain management as well. That's when we talk about magnesium. It's one of the most important supplements. Most of people don't have enough magnesium in the diet, in the food, in the plants, in the veggies that we eat. We don't get enough magnesium because of the processed food. So that's when it comes to magnesium. It's a big topic, the source of magnesium, how to take it. But I really love it because of how much it helps people. And the other thing is beets. It's a very strong antioxidant, helps to boost the stamina, helps blood pressure. We can take it as beets. We can take it as a supplement. I go to a nearby health store and we get it as a drink. So beetroot is very high in nutrients and it's highly recommended. It's one of the secrets for people who live longer, healthier life. They eat beetroot every day, and you can put it on the smoothies as well. And we find it on many of the superfood smoothies that are out there that you can buy from different Costco or Walmart or any place.
But you know, Dr. Omar, you talked about magnesium. You know, I remember reading about it. If you don't get the right magnesium, you can also do some harm to yourself if you're taking magnesium every day. You talked about, and we talk about, you know, the vegetables and beets and all those things. But if you go and buy those things from the store, you could also, you know, be doing some harm because of the way we produce these things. It's a crapshoot. Knowing that you're trying to do the right thing when you go into the grocery store and you buy the vegetables and the nutrients aren't in the vegetables anymore.
Yeah, it's not that the vegetables don't have the same nutrients that used to be 40 or 50 years ago. And we always see like contamination levels are high and the ingredients are not what we used to see. And the organic vegetables are expensive. They're like, they're not for me, like many people cannot get them. So when it comes to magnesium, like when you buy magnesium, if you get magnesium oxide, that it has some problems, like it low bioavailability, so not a lot of it is absorbed, and it can cause also gastrointestinal discomfort, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Some people have this with magnesium oxide. So I have doctors, cardiologists, who put patients on certain, they give me in the prescription, I want the patient to take magnesium malate or citrate, like a form of magnesium that's highly absorbable for the patient's heart health. So it's well known in the medical community the importance of these foods, okay, nutrients that we need to take, but we don't take enough in the foods. So taking a higher level of magnesium for most people is not going to be a problem. It's going to be beneficial, and we just need to take the correct form of magnesium, and it's not going to be very expensive, by the way.
You know, Dr. Omar, we just get to a point where even when we're trying to do the right thing and we think we're following the right path, it's still that all these different obstacles in our way, trying to eat the right food, trying to take the right medications, and yet we still are up against it. And that's why, I guess, you know, going back to the very reason why you're on the air is to, you know, kind of wake people up, even though we're doing the right thing. Go ahead.
Earl, I want to tell you that because of the show, I had several of the listeners, several of the residents in Milwaukee area coming from Greenfield, coming from Milwaukee, coming from West Dallas, 20 and 30 miles away. They come to the pharmacy and they tell me, we saw you on the Earl Ingram show and we want to take supplements for A, B, or C. So we have the conversation. I have also friends who are pharmacists that have a conversation with me about what supplements we can recommend for this or that ailment. So we are creating a wave for recommendations to patients, for clients. So yeah, if you want to do the right thing, ask a professional and they're going to help you seek the best way to support your health, because we are all in this together. We're supporting our families, our friends, our patients, and because we are also professional, professionals, like we have a license to care for, so we're always going to help you to recommend something that will be validated information. But I think Earl, is that we are empowering each other for better health. We're having the conversation, we're correcting each other, and that's what's going to always funnel it and make it simple instead of complex, you know.
Let's go to the phone lines and Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
It's fine, thank you, and thanks to Dr. Omar. Regarding assurance of taking quality supplements, I've heard that Consumer Labs, I believe it's .org, is a reputable source for quality of supplements. Your comment, please, Dr. Omar.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes. I like the website of Consumer Labs. I used to use it more in the past, and I think they do very good research in terms of validating the concentration of what's written on the bottle is actually inside the bottle. So they have this in them. I deal with, I just deal with supplements companies that do their own, they get third party validated studies to make sure of this information as well. But just to make it simple and easy, consumerlabs.com is a very good website that provide information about what supplement to take, and they also compare the quality, the price, and they get you very good recommendations.
844-967-2789. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us, that's in them. Dr. Omar, as we move closer in this nation to not being able to supply the doctors and the pharmacists that we are going to be needing in the future, you know, and people, you know, getting sicker, it's pretty soon it's going to be a crisis, right?
It's now a crisis already, and you know that, right? We're
right.
Suffering from this every single day. We're having patients that are on waiting lists for 6 months and 10 months to see a psychiatrist, a dermatologist. You cannot see your own doctor. Doctors are letting patients go and leave the hospital while they have like a big chunk in their head, and they tell them, okay, just go home and work it out with something
right
over the counter. It's like there is a problem of shortage of professionals, Earl, and it's ongoing and it's not being resolved, you know. So I think we should all communicate and find better solutions to solve this now. I agree with you. Completely agree with you.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Omar. The supplements, again, the fact that they're not regulated, and we should be making some noise with our congressmen and senators, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should at least to regulate to a certain point the companies that are popping here and there, and just they have claims, because unfortunately the FDA cannot regulate everything. But at the same time, there is a wiggle room for those supplements coming from food, for those companies to come out and do good research. So how to differentiate between those companies is always going to be a challenge. I wish if there is some better resolution to this this problem, but there's so many companies and the FDA have a limited resource, and they're barely trying to monitor the medicine and protecting our health. So how can this be monitored in a good way? We need some creative answers and some creative process in order to monitor them, and at the same time not restrict the this industry, because it's helping so many people who benefit from it.
So let me ask you, the fillers that go into many of these supplements, we don't know what those fillers are. If they're not being regulated, they could be anything, right? And they could cause more harm than, you know, the certain percentage of whatever it is they claim to be putting in the supplement is actually doing, you know, helping you.
This is a very good point. The FDA regulates that you should put on the bottle the ingredients, the fillers, what type that makes the capsule. So the question is going to be, are those companies disclosing that information on the bottle or not? And that's why I always look for the professional supplement that put all of the ingredients on the bottle for true, because I have patients that come and tell me I am, first of all, I want to make sure that, you know, like the fillers are put in concentrations that are going to always be within the safe consumption for humans. But we want to make sure that patients are not allergic to those fillers. So we try to choose mainly plant-based fillers and capsules that are not going to be harmful to people. But for sure, if someone is having allergies, they should check on the bottle. But the other question is, like, is this company that has a flashing looking marketing kind of bottle, is this actually true what they claim on the bottle? So that's a question. That's why I highly recommend that you always deal with a place that you know, that you trust to get your supplements, so you would not have this problem.
So the fillers will pass through our bodies. Are they plant-based as well?
Yeah, we try to get them as plant-based and to validate those ingredients, so they go through the body and they wouldn't be harmful if they kind of being disclosed as what is suitable for human consumption. So that shouldn't be a problem if you're getting the right supplement, because those companies are mandated to use safe fillers and other ingredients to make sure that they are making the right product, you know. So,
you know, I've seen, 250 milligram or 2,500 milligram, supplements and you really think you're getting that. And then you look and see there's 500 pills for $12.50. Well, doesn't add up, does it?
No. Yeah. The companies that I work with, I try to ask them, hey, guys, do you have your certificate of analysis, the safety data sheet? If the company tell me, I have no idea what you're talking about, what is this? I know that there's something wrong. Like, this is important for me. The good companies come and do the marketing based on the research. They tell you, we have this research, and this tells us that this is a good product, and we want you to try it based on that. So that is the thing, is like, what is right and what's wrong, what's validated. And that's why, you know, people of science would learn it and would be kind of community. And that is like, yeah, these supplements are out there. We just need to learn about them.
So Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you? The website, phone number?
Yes, wiltopiarx.com, or you can call us or text us at 262-429-9429.
All right. We'll have to leave it there for now. Dr. Omar, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar and Calvin, for people who are listening and they weren't able to connect all this stuff, how can they hear this again?
You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. It will also be at civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, Dr. Omar, we'll leave it there for now. We'll see you in a week. Hopefully, people will take heed to what we're talking about. Really appreciate it. Kiss the babies. All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on The Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.